blue suit and the lyric motor of my heart. Montage of distance wandered a real mean sign, leaving things by the wayside and walking, walking. My blue suit and the lyric motor of my heart. At the end of the trunk of the street, the plaza opens like a flower, provides a direction to the morning, the car night. Advance, advance, clutching the cylinder, permit the skylines to evolve. My blue suit and the lyric motor of my heart. Explosion of the cylinders, cloud the dream, there's a circular trillion of sounds in every note. Onward, things blur together with the momentum, expansion, madness, the dead, they are composing through the flatlands of the sky. My blue suit and the lyric motor of my heart. the point of kind of reading it so fast is really to kind of give, well, to cause me to mess up, which I do. And that's kind of a nice thing about those poems because they give you kind of a unique reading every single time you give them. Anyway, I'm going to end with this poem, which is mine. Eddies. We are anticipated by our immediacy, yawned out onto an exhausted river, expanding and breaking. A little cloud slips through a crack, squeezing the door shut behind. Some fading notion myopic and spilling loose change at the bodega for camels. There was a small hill, too, the size of an eye, dashing back and forth, trailing a shudder of rust that ran unevenly down one broad cheek. As a kid can scare himself sometimes into nothing. The backlit scaffolding of an early memory draining a slow, sweeping gesture across the skyline to a vanishing point which is known to exist and exist with coursing effulgence, normally left to individual strands of hair, blonde and reflected in a rear view, taking a left, then out of sight, the fragmented roadway, its double yellow verdant in poor light that peels away at the stark limit of desolation, until the music comes through, then we find our place, 9 p.m., we confess that we have nothing to confess outwardly that hasn't been disclosed, and standing together and sweeping an arm across the shoulder, the first movement of a spade on fresh earth without piercing the surface, just 8 p.m., it whispers with the timbre of gossamer barely parted along the edge of lips. Can you see from where you are? I ask myself. The changing of the season, like a trip to the multiplex, a garden of skying topiaries and their shadows. At noon we were awake, then we weren't, as if air had set out of a bottle and left the natural world hushed under the churning of engines, our creeping imminence quickly abating into stone casements. All style and no substance. A moment to make the morning whole again, yet to raise the starlings, shaking from trees those oscillating nets of ink, even pitch during the earliest light now muted, like a trip to the mailbox in staggering blue slippers, long after the delivery person who is never seen is imagined as different hands return to pockets, hands periodically clenching and releasing inside the summered shade, inside palm sweat lines, inside a bottle of honey, inside a whispering gallery, inside this plastic toy sun, inside, 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 inside. The newspapers will say, I'm laughing as I die in my sleep. No, I'm suddenly imposing on myself, out of nerves. Like a small tongue anticipates the end of a wick. Thanks.